Hello and welcome back to the Self Love Show with Sammy. I am your host, a clinical hypnotherapist working in the world of helping women to heal their abandonment wounds, heal their anxious attachment, fall head over heels in love with themselves, raise their worth, their energetic frequency, and attract not only phenomenal love in their life and every single relationship, but all areas of their life will manifest in accordance with who they become. So in today's episode, I am going to tell you exactly why your attachment style is manifesting your relationships. And this is going to be very empowering information, because as soon as you have a very clear understanding of how life works, how we really do physically manifest our reality through our subconscious mind, you have got all of the rules and the tips and all of the tools to change it into the direction that you want it to go. So I'm really excited for this episode. And before we get going, as always, the links to any of my products are on my social medias, on these podcast episodes, on the show notes. So we have the High Value Woman Activation, which is a self-study course that is helping girls to embody the most stunning, self-worthy versions of themselves and completely shifting their relationships very, very quickly around them. And then we also have my hypnosis tracks, my affirmations. There are a multitude of different things that you can get to begin your journey. I am taking on one-to-one clients as of June. We only have until August, because then I'll be relaxing before baby number two arrives. And that one-to-one capacity is nearly full. So if it's something you're interested in, I would message me quickly. So the natural and very disempowering way that we usually view life, view love, and view relationships is as though we are in the hands of other people and their opinions of us. That if you have what is tends to be the case for the people that hear listening to my content, the women that come to me, is the insecure attachment style, you completely hand out all of your power to the people outside of you so that you can essentially mold yourself and do anything to chase, win, and go after their love. You internally have an unwavering belief, whether you're consciously aware of it or not, that you just get rejected and abandoned. So you've got this huge abandonment wound wide open from your childhood, from monumental relationship experiences, and it is all collected and gathered together, and it is what projects your perspective of other people and of life into your future. So everyone that essentially comes into a relationship with you or that you're dating, the same lens is what you see them through. So I'm going to explain this so that you understand how it isn't anything to do with anyone outside of you. It is all to do with your concept of yourself, which means how you view yourself and the belief systems that you've got about you. That triggers and creates your attachment style, and that is attached to your nervous system, which job is to do anything to make you feel safe. So when your mind is consumed with negative beliefs about yourself and you put that perspective onto other people, believing they think about you in that way too, that's the meaning that you're attaching. Your body then goes into overdrive, fearing and looking for danger and believing that you're about to be rejected and abandoned. And that is unsafe to you. So that is what makes you feel like you've got to constantly prove yourself and chase after love to win love. The best way for me to always explain this so that it makes sense is through my own story. So experiences from my past, I've got these abandonment wounds, I deeply believe that I'm not good enough, I've gone through body image and eating disorder issues, all in a way to control and chase after people's approval of me. So I'm in a relationship now still with my fiance after 16 years. We met when we were 17. Up until just 2 years ago, I deeply, other than just at the start, you see, sometimes it's not there at the beginning because you're kind of head over heels in love with one another. You see the best in one another. You're just like in that honeymoon phase. But things will eventually change if your attachment style isn't secure. So I'm in a relationship with him. We've been together for years. He's never, ever given me any reason to believe that he doesn't love me or that he's not in it for the long run or any reason to believe that he might leave me or there could be a better choice out there. But what is happening on overdrive is my self-concept, my poor beliefs about myself and my enoughness is driving the meanings that I'm attaching to everything he does. So I spent years, and Andy used to say this to me, that I would always compare my relationship to other people's. And, you know, social media really doesn't help with that because we see everybody's highlights and the dates and the wonderful things they're going out on. I mean, nobody would put up there a video of when they're in mid-argument with their partner. So your mind is consumed with these beliefs from seeing the best in other people's relationships that there's something that's inadequate about you because you're not getting the same treatment or you're not doing the same things or your relationship isn't at the same stage as somebody else's. Like, oh, you're not pregnant, you're not engaged. And so you start to, and I started to have a very dominant story in my mind that he was kind of just with me for convenience. Like we'd been together since we were young. We had these plans saving for our family home or our big home. And I just really, really believed there's not actually anything special about me. There's not anything that is really driving him to want to be with me. It's more just like a convenience thing. And because that was the dominant story that I believed how he viewed me, all running from my self-concept because I didn't believe that I was good enough, I would then be on that triggered, the anxious trigger, looking for reasons to feel like I'm in threat. So I'm looking for him not asking me out on dates. I'm looking for him spending more time with friends. I'm watching him, you know, when you go into that obsessive over-consuming, watching what they're doing and making up stories in your own head. Most of my clients do this. I've had a client who said, you know, one of the rules that her mind made up was that if her partner wasn't giving her some sort of affection when they were sat in the lounge together watching TV, like cuddling her, touching her, anything like that, then that meant he didn't love her. So we attach these incredibly disempowering and debilitating and very repellent meanings to the actions of our partners when it could all be very, very innocent, and especially at the start. Because what could eventually happen is through your anxious attachment, through that level of low self-worth and poor self-concept you've got of yourself, which encourages those really toxic meanings that we attach to the behaviors of our partner, that will eventually result in your partner becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy of it. Your partner becoming an avoidance style, your partner feeling repelled, needing space, wanting time from you. Because ultimately, the harsh truth is somebody finds it very hard to see the value in a person that doesn't see value in themselves. If you're constantly showing that you don't think you're good enough, that you don't really love yourself, that you don't really think there's anything good about you, that you don't really feel like there's much to value of you, it eventually does become very unattractive. So you'll always get the self-fulfilling prophecy in the end anyway. Or as our subconscious mind works so very cleverly, it does everything again with your nervous system to put you into situations that make you feel safe. So what that means is familiar. It likes familiar. Even if your kinds of familiar is people who don't prioritize you, don't care about you, don't show you affection, don't have any compassion towards you, don't show up for you. But that's your familiar because that's the dynamics maybe you've had with your father from a young age, or that's what you saw your mum and dad like, or you had a single mother and she was so busy trying to keep a roof over your heads that she was completely emotionally and everything unavailable. That is now what is familiar to you. So you'll find yourself manifesting a partner that reflects that back because it's safe. You'll get this very unhealthy trauma bond to them. It's familiar that they're not interested. And so you feel like that love that you think you've got for them or that attraction that you think you've got to them is legit, when in fact what it actually is it's just a trauma bond that's activating the anxiousness within you, and so making you having that confirmation that you need to chase after love. So basically you are programmed up to this point to want to chase after love, so you find yourself in relationships where you then have to do that. So your anxious attachment style either manifests a partner that's familiar and so treats you poorly, doesn't really care about you, makes you feel like there could be better options out there than you, and eventually does reject and abandon you. Or you'll manifest yourself into a relationship where the version of your partner then comes out that becomes avoidant and becomes repelled, and eventually the self-fulfilling prophecy can happen where they decide that this is just all too much for them. So your attachment style is the most important factor when we're thinking of manifesting the love of our life. There is absolutely no long-term results in listening to surface level rules in books or this very toxic psychology manipulation content that is really viral on social media at the minute, because they are coming across like it's trying to empower women, like it's trying to put women into a position of power, but it is all indirectly getting you to still obsess over achieving a man's attention by manipulating how he feels towards you by doing things such as acting as if you're cool, calm, collected and not cared, acting as if you've got better plans and you've got more things to do than them. It is all tools and tactics to get that man to chase after you. So you're not doing yourself any favors with those things, because firstly, you're not healing your relationship with yourself and your attachment style, which is where your relationships manifest from, period. You're not healing it. So even if these tools work for a little while, they're not going to give you what you deserve. They're not going to give you forever lasting hubby material, father of your children relationship, which is what I specialize in. It's just a waste of your time, and it will only actually just make you feel more triggered. So you're pretending to be somebody else that you're not actually, because you've not healed anything internally and done that really monumental work first. So you're playing games to just get someone to give you essentially more attention, to start chasing after you, because all of a sudden it's ignited some chemical reaction inside of him that's like, oh, she's a bit mysterious, there's a bit something to her, let me find out a bit more. But you're going home and internally, in your inner world, you're still the same person. So you're still going crazy. You're still wondering why he's not giving you attention. You're still wondering why maybe these tools you're following are not giving you the right results. It doesn't do you any favors. It doesn't make you fall in love with yourself. It doesn't make you feel good about yourself. It doesn't build up your self-worth. It doesn't help you to weed out the bad men, as somebody said to me. It's just extremely toxic. It makes your triggers even worse, and it's a complete waste of your time. And secondly, if we play these kind of surface level tools and tactics and this crazy stuff that is absolutely insane to me, that it's taking over the world of relationships, it's so, so damaging, but it's also not allowing for you to naturally attract the real person for you, the love of your life that's going to absolutely adore you and bend over backwards for you and want to rush to get you down the aisle and whatever it is that you want. I use those terms of hubby material, father of your children, because majority that's what women want, but it's okay if you don't. Like, I'm happy with absolutely everything and everyone. It's just easy for me to put it that way. So if we're playing games and if we're not actually pouring our energy and focus into loving ourselves, valuing ourselves and knowing our worth, so we're really stepping into our authentic feminine power, because she adores herself. She's very safe, centered, self-secure. She has a high self-esteem and she won't mess around with anyone that doesn't see her worth or value either. You could be attracting someone in that isn't for you, and it's just going to waste your time. It also isn't long term. Like, you can't keep on doing that. I wouldn't be able to play those games with my fiance for 16 years to constantly get him to keep taking me out on dates or give me a bit more attention. Like, you genuinely, I've read the books, I know the content, and it is teaching women to play hot and cold back just so that you can ignite some kind of a spark in that man. And that to me is absolutely ludicrous. So truly, the only thing that will help you to manifest the relationship that you desire and everything else in your life that will then, your life, your physical life will just be so different by who you become and the version of you that you step into. So what it does is these two things is, your attachment style creates your mindset. So it's those beliefs about you and the way in which you view yourself, you then believe other people view you too. And secondly, those beliefs then encourage the way that you show up and act in your relationships. So the example of, the guy comes in, sits in the sofa, he's on his phone, he's not really paying any one-on-one attention to the woman. If you have an anxious attachment, these are the two complete different scenarios that will happen. The meanings in your mind will start to say, he doesn't care about me, he's not interested in me, he doesn't love me, why doesn't he pay more attention to me? Susan gets more affection than that. Look, there's a picture on social media where they're sat together having a date and I'm just sat here with a phone in my face. And it'll go off on that kind of a tangent. And those meanings have come from your self-concept, which is, I'm not good enough, I'm inadequate, I get rejected and abandoned, nobody really cares about me. From there, you'll then likely create an argument, or you'll go off in a mood, or you'll say something that's in a very triggered energy, in maybe like a very defensive manner, where they then get their back up and can't understand where it's come from and what on earth you're going on about when they were just sat there for a couple of minutes on their phone, not reading much more into it. But you've sat there for the last half an hour creating an entire dialogue and story, all from originally your poor self-concept of yourself. So the whole scenario turns into a big fight. They start to feel like you're really needy and desperate, and it pushes them away. The second scenario is, you value yourself super high. You think you're really fucking precious, and like, you should feel like you're special, and you should adore yourself and think that there's so much about you for somebody to love. And you've got trust in this relationship. You trust that that man really loves you and is head over heels for you. So you could still feel like you want some one-to-one quality time, which is a standard or a need that you want fulfilling. But the way in which you will deliver that is completely different, because your identity is completely different. So the meanings that you'll attach to that would not be, he doesn't care about me, why is he not bothering to make some kind of an effort towards me? It'll just be, oh, I'm just going to go and initiate a cuddle, or I'm just going to ask him for a bit of time with him, or I'm just going to ask him what he's doing. And your energy will be in that feminine, playful, nurturing, self-loving, really juicy vibe, because you already feel good. You don't have a bad narrative going on in your mind. So it changes how you respond to the situation, because you see the situation completely different. And the other side of things is, you just won't waste your time. Like, I really have to say, personally, now this isn't in my relationship, me and Andy are totally different than we've ever been in our relationship before, first of all. And it is absolutely nothing to do with me being less available to him. In fact, I feel like I am more. There was a recent TikTok video I did where I don't believe that you have to do less. I believe that you need to be more. And I feel so much more capacity to love him and see the best in him, because I really love, value and see the best in myself now. So it's actually made me an even more of a loving partner. And I feel like we are just in an amazing tandem, like a teamwork of a lot of value, respect and compassion for one another. And we do things for one another. We're bending over backwards for one another, in our different energies, in our different feminine and masculine styles. So for me, I like to be very, I'm peaceful, I'm calm, I'm nurturing, I'm that feminine side of things. I'm like very appreciative of him and adoring towards him. So I'll do all those little things, like I love to make him a coffee or make his lunch to go to work. And I never used to do that. But it's not out of feeling like I've got to do it because I'm the woman. It's because that's my way of showing a lot of love towards him. And it's these tiny, tiny things that really make a massive difference. And for him, his masculine side of things is the protector, the provider. So he does absolutely everything to basically make my life easy. So we work together beautifully and we just are more for one another. We're more loving with one another. We're more caring and compassionate to each other, because now there's not these really negative meanings being attached. So because I felt I wasn't good enough, I would become quite needy. And then in his head, whenever I would bring something up, he was already in the defense, ready to like defend himself. And yeah, it would just go on like that and you would have awful arguments and everything. But what I was getting to is, in other relationships, because this impacts all relationships, it's not just about your intimate relationship, I am very, very precious with who I spend my time with. I really value myself. I used to be such a people pleaser and I just wanted tons of friends. I just wanted loads of numbers in my life, especially because one of my big abandonment wounds were my friends all falling out with me when I was about 13 or 14 years old. So it was a huge thing to me that I felt I constantly needed to have lots of people in my life or lots of friends to be good enough. I now, if somebody ever kind of isn't showing me that they see my value or makes me feel like they're treating me like I'm second best, I cut it out. Like, I don't do it in any toxic way where I block people and say, right, you're not for me. Although I have done that. And I truly believe in the power of that. If you really need to remove someone from your life because they've really damaged you, and it really will impact your subconscious mind and all of that healing if you see them all of the time, or they keep on making you feel like you're worthless while you're going through your healing journey, then absolutely cut that out. But to me, it's that I don't have any desperation for somebody to be in my life because I'm just super happy. I wake up happy. That obviously I still have up and down days. I'm pregnant right now. I'm very hormonal. I'm tired a lot of the time. But overall, dominantly, as I say, 51% of the tipping point, my emotional state is I feel very happy. I feel very grateful. I feel very lucky. I feel very in love with life. I love my life. I'm very, very fulfilled and content. So I don't need other people to come into my life. So I will not push over my own personal boundaries just to have a friendship or just to have lots of social plans with people who aren't really making much of an effort towards me. So that goes into relationships, that goes into dating. When you value yourself, you have a different self-concept and perspective of yourself, you won't stick around with people that don't see your worth and your value too. It just becomes something that's irrelevant to you. It becomes something that's a waste of your time. It's that stinky smell that we don't want to be around. So there's nothing more important, there's nothing more life-changing than healing your attachment style, healing your relationship with yourself, falling in love with who you are, so that you honestly get to receive, achieve, and live out the most incredible life that you ever possibly have. Because there is nothing out there on this God-given earth that is saying that you're not good enough and it's not available for you. It is all just a physical reflection of your internal belief systems, your identity, and how that is impacting the lens through which you see life and then are reacting in life, and who you're attracting because of your subconscious mind feeling like they're familiar and giving you that hit of feeling like you need to chase after them and you want to chase after love. There's this strange thing where if we've been abandoned when we're younger, and especially if it's with a parent, even if it's not physically they've actually left, although my birth father did, but maybe they're not available very much like my mum wasn't, your subconscious mind will meet someone that's displaying those similar behaviors, and your unconscious mind will be like, fabulous, I've got another chance at trying to win this love. And it is so, so damaging. The relationship will not work out. It will not last. And it will just drive you down an even deeper path of low self-worth. So that's today's episode. Summarize your attachment style, manifest your relationships. And that's the most empowering piece of knowledge to ever have, because it's all in your hands to heal your relationship with yourself. And everyone that I get to work with, I feel so, so lucky and grateful to be able to do this job now permanently as my job. They're getting amazing results, and it makes me so emotional. That truly is the best ever result in my business, is the messages that I get coming in telling me about how good you feel about yourself. That makes me so happy. So I'm really, really grateful for you, and thank you so much for the messages that you send in. I hope you love this episode. Please share it on social media. Please subscribe, send it to your besties. Let's get it out there. The most important thing in the world is to heal your attachment style, to step into the version of you that really loves herself, and to put down the books that are telling you rules that you need to follow to get a man's attention. Okay, I love you so much, and I'll speak to you next time.